So if you want to actually look at probability distributions, you can also show as a, in the central limit theorem, that if you take any R probability distribution of P of X, and we define Y as this average of the sum of N of the X's, whatever this is, so I've drawn a very peculiar probability distribution which has lots of humps and is zero, then the probability distribution of this sum is rigorously Gaussianly distributed. So it's not only does it have a small standard deviation, it has this universal Gaussian distribution, and the standard deviation of this Gaussian is, which is roughly the half width, this is twice the standard deviation, is the standard deviation of this arbitrary distribution divided by square root of n. So that's one, that is, and they have, of course, y and x have the same mean. That's what this dashed line here in the middle of the two graphs is meant to mean. So, although this is not a course on statistics, this is why Gaussian distributions are so important. Any complex physical phenomenon which comes from summing a bunch of things is almost always going to be Gaussian, because everything that's complicated ends up Gaussian because of the central limit theorem, because it sums a lot of independent actions. So when you do so-called, when particles travel through matter and they multiple scatter, you get Gaussian distributions for this, because they do lots of multiple scatters, and then those add up to become Gaussian.